Grammar Girl here. Some pairs of words are used interchangeably, even indiscriminately. Often the words in question sound similar, and that creates confusion. Other times, they're simply misused so frequently, owing to their similarity of meaning, despite a nuanced difference, that the misuse becomes commonplace. Today, we'll look at two pairs. First, consider the verbs convince and persuade. Even though the adjective forms convincing and persuasive are synonyms, the verbs convince and persuade should be used in different contexts. Frequently, you might hear someone say something like, I convinced Melvin to make his presentation less tedious. Well, you may have succeeded in getting Melvin to spice things up slide-wise, but what you actually did is persuade him to do so. You may have also convinced him that it would be a splendid idea for his audience not to be lulled into a vapid stupor. Here's the key difference between the two words. A person persuades another to do something, to take action. I persuaded Algernon to go with me to the roller derby. Because to go is an action, the correct verb choice is persuade. Then there's this sentence. I convinced Algernon that roller derby is an enthralling way to spend a Saturday. In that case, there's a concept, an idea, or an opinion at stake. That's when convince is the way to go. You persuade someone to take an action, and you convince them that your idea is a good one. The quick and dirty tip is an easy mnemonic device. The second syllable of each word holds the key. Let the A in the last syllable of persuade stand for action, and use persuade when you want someone to take an action. Let the I in the last syllable of convince stand for idea, and use convince when you're conveying an idea. With luck, we've convinced you that this distinction is important and have persuaded you to get it right. Now on to diffuse and diffuse. These verbs are nearly homonyms. They sound almost identical. Their meanings differ, however. Here's how they differ, along with how to keep them distinct in your discourse and your writing. Remember, proper enunciation helps ensure your meaning is communicated. According to dictionary.com, which cites Random House, diffuse means, quote, to make less dangerous, tense, or embarrassing, as in, to diffuse a potentially ugly situation, end quote. That's definition number two. The primary definition is more to the point and more literal, to remove the fuse from a bomb, mine, etc. Defuse. Aardvark and the Peeves were at each other's throats. Squiggly knew he had to defuse the situation quickly. The same sources state that diffuse means, quote, to pour out and spread as a fluid, to spread or scatter widely or thinly, disseminate, end quote. It has another meaning in physics, to spread by diffusion, the movement of objects or particles away from one another. Think of diffused light, which spreads into a haze rather than holding to a concentrated beam of light. The light diffused through the room. Also, diffuse is the opposite of fusion, which means a coming together of elements. So, diffusion is the spreading apart of elements. You can keep diffuse and diffuse straight by talking like someone with a strong New Jersey accent for a minute. Use diffuse when you're removing defuse from an explosive situation. Remove diffuse! Otherwise, it could blow up and everything in sight would be diffused in an instant. This podcast was written by Rob Rinalda, executive editor for Reagan Communications, and WordZar on Twitter. That's word_CZAR. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of The Grammar Devotional, which goes on sale October 27th. That's all. Thanks for listening.
www.thingroom.com